every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
At talk number 1-300-872-911. Oh, this is Cole at Goldsborough Valley, Cole McDonald. Cole, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Cole. What are you saying?
Hey, just a quick one, mate. I just regard this, you know, this crime wave we're going through with the young juveniles. A few years back, I caught a young bloke trying to break into my factory, and I bailed him up, and he seemed to be not a bad kid. Turns out he was, he'd been on the streets for 3 years. His father was an alcoholic, and mother had drug issues, and so he was in and out of juvie detention and council all the time. Anyway, so I decided to help him, and I had a little house in Westcourt with a flat downstairs. So I gave him a room under the strict instructions that he worked for me in the factory, and he behaved himself. And I persevered with the guy. He fell off the rails a few times, but eventually he came good and joined the Air Force, and he's now on a good path with a partner and a young child.
This is an amazing story.
Yeah, but the thing is, mate, my wife wasn't too impressed. She didn't think it would work, but I persevered. He fell off the rails a couple of times, but then I took him fishing and I took him hunting, and he turned into quite a good lad. But my point is, he said, Cole, you know, the system is just stupid. He said, you know, we go down to Townsville, it's like a holiday. We have air conditioning, 3 meals a day, television. He said, it's a joke. He said, you know, me and my mates, we go down to the juvie and we learn more tricks, and nothing changes. So the system is the way it is. It's just definitely, as we all know, is not working. And this kid never had a mentor in his life. And I guess, you know, he came good, and it was a great story for me and for him. But we need to do something different to turn these kids around, because it's not always the kid's fault. But the crimes are getting worse, as we hear on the news, and it's not going to get better. We have to change somehow how we deal with these kids, and they've got to be taken away from their environment and given some training.
Yes.
Something has got to be done.
You've just hit the nail on the head. They've got to be taken away. This just sending them home and back to the same circle of people, the parents possibly on drugs or booze, the friends on drugs, booze, break and enters, etc., stolen cars. If they're going straight back to the same environment, they're straight back into temptation, and probably within 24 hours, straight back into crime. I mean, you can see it, I can see it, thousands of people listening to this now can see it. Why can't the authorities, why can't they put together a system that might give us some relief?
Well, maybe, like I've said to you in the past, maybe politicians, before they get put into a position of power, they should get an IQ test, you know? I mean, really, it's not rocket science. We all know what needs to be done. Those of us out there who've had children need a mentor. They need direction. Mm. And sadly, that in the case of most of these kids, the parents couldn't give us stuff. You know, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, like I've said before, the government gave $5,000 to a woman to have a baby. So, you know, get a new TV set or whatever. So they had a baby. Didn't want the baby. Didn't love the baby. Mm. Didn't nurture, mentor the child. And as a consequence, we now have this terrible situation we're in now. And sadly, if it continues, someone's going to get killed.
Oh,
and,
exactly.
You know, but these bloody politicians just don't bloody well get it. What do we have to do? Do we have to have a march down the main street of Cairns and Brisbane and Mackay and Townsville and just protest against these lack of, with no bloody thought of taking steps, concrete steps to change the situation? It's got to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. You're sick of it. We're all sick of it. Mm. But the sad thing, mate, is the impact it has on the innocent citizen out there who are working hard, paying their taxes, doing the right thing, and the impact it's having on their lives is shocking.
Mm.
And we simply cannot allow it to go on, mate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm personally over it. It's bullshit. And I proved that you can turn these kids around with the right, you know, direction and the right mentoring.
Mm.
It's got to change. It's got to change, John.
It's a very heartening story. Really heartening story. Inspirational, actually.
Well, thank you.
Cole, I've got to leave you. Running down on time, but it's been a really worthwhile contribution. Thank you. Cole on the line out at Goldsborough Valley.